May God add a blessing to the reading of His Word. Last days, deception. Look in verse 13. The Bible said, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Amen. Paul has warned Timothy about the last days very clearly. He gave examples of the Old Testament where Moses withstood. They could have withstood Moses. They've rejected the Lord. Surely they would attack us. But God has been faithful. Paul has pressed through in his life. Timothy saw the example that he's shown for and the persecutions that he endured and the afflictions that came upon him. And these places mentioned in verse 11. And he said in verse 12, "And yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." You attempt to live for the Lord, purpose in your heart, you want to do something for God, this old world will be against you. Amen. Your old flesh will kick against you. You know the three major enemies, the flesh, the world, and the devil. They're against anybody trying to do right, but it's the best thing to ever do is to do right. Amen. To serve the Lord. And in the midst of it, verse 13, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse." Somebody says, "Is it going to get any better when the Lord comes back?" Amen. Amen. Evil men will just wax worse and worse. Evil just produces more evil. And it will be deceiving and being deceived. Amen. The evil seducers, the evil men and the seducers that will wax worse and worse, they're out to deceive. And they'll ultimately even deceive their own selves. Amen. It's bad. There's deception and self-deception. Amen. Deceiving. There's a satanic force going out in our world to deceive people. 2 Corinthians 4:4, "And who the God of this world had blinded the minds of them that believe not." It's a deception, it's an attack. The devil's out to blind, lead people astray. This whole world's full of it. I mean, you know your Bible, you watch the news, you pay attention to what's going on in the world, and you'll see how much deception is gone in our day. How blind the world is. Just example after example, but one that just threw right in the light of my eyes lately. Amen. If you watch any kind of sports or anything, in the NBA, they got this big thing going on where the referees and the players can't get along because the referees call fouls on them and technicals for cussing and acting like idiots, you know. But now they're trying to get together with the referees and the players to try to make amends between one another. The bottom line is people don't like authority. And the generation has been raised to be able to voice their opinion and say what they want, and everybody should bow down to them, and now it's just rolled over into the NBA, and then players say, "Hey, I'm making millions of dollars, I'll tell you what to do." You know, but it's a thing called authority. Somebody's got rules. Somebody can say this is right, this is wrong, and you got to step to the line. It's just another thing in our world where we just bow down to others and let them have their way. Amen. It's a deception. It's a deceiving. Amen. People hate authority. I mean, I think if you get cussed, you cuss, act like an idiot, they're going to say, "Get out of here. Go somewhere else. We ain't going to put up with it." But they've been cultured that way and taught that way that, hey, you got the right to be your own and do what you want to do and everybody should bow to you. And it's wrong. Amen. That kind of stuff ought to upset you, man. It's a stinking world we live in. People, hey, what's right's right and wrong's wrong. No matter who you are, what you make, or who you think you are, amen. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. It's a deception, amen. And if we're not careful, we get away from our Bibles, amen, and the influence of the Spirit of God in our life, another spirit will influence us, and we'll be raised to think the same way the stinking world thinks. That's why it's important that you stay in your Bible and stay close to God that you won't be deceived. Amen. The devil's working to deceive. Look at this in 2 Thessalonians. Look back. Just a few books in your Bible here. 1 Timothy and then 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This deception. The devil's a deceiver. He's always been a deceiver. He's always worked at deceiving. Twisting God's words, making man think that he's his own God. He makes his own destiny. Same thing you've seen the devil in the garden doing with Eve right out the gate. Amen. The devil's still the same deceiver. Amen. He just tries to use different avenues to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. Amen. Basically, his principles stay the same in how he tries to do it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, look in verse number 6. We're talking about deceiving. deceiving. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. There's something going to be revealed. Amen. They're going to be revealed in his time. And the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until it be taken out of the way. There's something withholding it, something holding back. The Bible said, and then shall that wicked be revealed. Amen. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. The Antichrist, the devil, the end time deception, amen, that influences leading that way to the great tribulation period and the great wickedness of the Antichrist himself. But the brightness of the coming of the Lord shall set it straight. That's what he's going to do, amen. That goes back to that 2 Corinthians 4:4, whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them to believe not, lest the light. That light of the glorious gospel, that light of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the light of the world. Amen. He's come to shed light into the darkness and the deception of our time. Amen. And this is the working of Satan, is to deceive. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. This gives a little bit of instructions on how the devil will come in. He's coming in with his power. What's he coming to do? He's coming to deceive. Amen. He's coming to deceive mankind from receiving who Jesus Christ is. So he comes with his power, signs, and lying wonders. I mean, the world's just waiting to see something. The fall, hook, line, and sinker over. Amen. And he's coming in with his deception and lying wonders. The devil's a liar. He's always been a liar. He's always tried to deceive. Amen. And he's coming in with his power. The Bible said in verse 10, and with all, what? Deceivableness. Evil men shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. He's coming in with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Isn't it amazing that he's deceiving people with unrighteousness? People don't know righteousness from unrighteousness. They don't know truth from a lie. Amen. And that's the deception of Satan, is to turn the truth into a lie. Amen. And turn the lie into the truth. And people are receiving things that are not so. Isn't it amazing? Who would ever thought in the age that we're living in that they would not know what kind of bathroom to go into? There's something wrong with that, ain't there, brother? The deception of our day, amen, that a male don't know whether he's a male or a female. Somebody said very plainly, amen, we adults in here, hey, just get naked in front of the mirror, you can tell what you are. Plain. It's not that hard, amen. Well, my mind's telling me something else. You're deceived. And being deceived, amen. Somebody said the other day, somebody else just chimed in with one of them other companies and made it where all bathrooms are equal for all. It's just a trend. It's that way going, amen. It's all deceivableness. It's the working of Satan, and it's been pushed in front of you in your television and your sitcoms and the social media, and we're just, well, you know, maybe it is right. Maybe that is the way you were made. No, it ain't. What has God said in His book? And people have got away from the Word of God and have followed this deception, waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And Paul spoke about it and warned us about it. And the devil's coming with it. The Bible said in verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. That's what's going to happen to them. Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be what? Saved. Amen. It's a deception. Verse 11, and for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Mm-hmm. You know what God will eventually learn? If you want it, He'll let you have it. Right. So that's what we want. Go ahead. That's what we've got. We've got, America has got what we wanted. That's just the bottom line. Just as this all shows out through history, Israel wanted Saul and they got him. That's what you want. But this is what's going to happen if you get him. And the world's the same way. Amen. You want it, then the Lord will just dump it on you. Amen. And God will deceive you. Many people don't believe it that way, but God said He'll send a strong delusion and they should believe a lie. Why? Because they rejected God. Look back in 1 Timothy chapter 4. We're talking about this deception. Deceiving and being deceived. Evil men waxing worse and worse. The Bible said in 1 Timothy 4, now the Spirit, capital S, that's the Holy Spirit, right? Speaketh what? Expressively. Bluntly. Loudly. Amen. God's expressing Himself. The world, well, just let me express myself. Well, let God express Himself a little while. The Spirit speaketh expressively that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving into seducing spirits and doctrines of what? Amen. They believe in things that are not so. It's a seducing spirit and doctrines of devil, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Amen. This seducing spirit and the doctrines of the devils, amen, is speaking lies and is searing the conscience of people that believe this junk. Verse number 3. What are they doing? Forbidding to marry. Commanded to abstain from meats which God had created to be received with thanksgiving in them which believe and know what? You better know the truth. You better know what's right. You don't believe lies. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused to be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Isn't it amazing? These people forbidding the marriage. One group of them is very bluntly the Catholics. Forbidding the marriage. The priests don't marry. That's why they play with boys. That's what they do. That's the deception, that wickedness that it breeds. I mean, you believe a lie, you're seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and you start acting like a devil. And that's what they've done, amen. That's the world we're living in. You reject truth. We said it last week. Light rejected becomes lightning. They've rejected the truth, and they've started living in their wickedness and waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. They come back to get you. You kick against God and see if you don't have to eat it. Look in 2 Peter chapter 3. Deceiving. It's a deception. It's a very deceiving day. Truth is truly lying in the street. And people are stomping on it and walking right over. It's the deception of our day. 2 Timothy chapter 3. In verse number 3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers walking after their own lust, fulfilling what they want. And saying, where is the promise of His coming? A mock. The scoffers are mock. Oh, you say the Lord's coming back. When is He coming? Yes, that's foolish. It's the way they act. Anything that's biblical, they reject and spit it out on you. Why? Because of science and philosophy and the garbage of the day that's pushed down their throat. Nobody's going to give an account to God. You come from a tadpole. Doctrines of devils deceiving and being deceived. And nobody wants to own up the truth. And these scoffers come out mocking. You believe that Bible wrote by man? How many times you heard that? Man wrote that book. You know, it's just a throw up to try to get away from the authority of the Word of God. Because man's problem is he hates authority. Somebody go tell him what to do. Because he's going to be his gods. Same thing the devil told Eve in the beginning. You're your own God. Make your own decision. Call your own shots. That's what you think. You're deceived. And that deception is deceiving others. They said, knowing that first, that there shall be come scoffers and these walking after their own lust, saying, where's the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant. Willingly ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. They are willingly ignorant. That's the world we're living in. They're deceived. And the deception, deceiving and being deceived. They'll be deceived by their own deception. They'll eventually begin to believe their own lie. You ever seen people like that? They lie so much, they actually think what they're saying is the truth. They believe their own lie. And you think, what in the world's wrong with you? Because they were willingly ignorant. And their own deceptions deceived themselves. And in sometimes God even pulled the string, cut the light off. That's what He said. God will send them a strong delusion and believe a lie. I said, that's what you want? Go ahead and have it. Deceiving. Let me give you a list of things that will deceive you. These evil men and seducers waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. You know what will deceive you? Number one, sin will. Sin will deceive you. You know nobody's a match for sin and you ought not to play with it. Look in Romans chapter number 7. Sin will deceive you. So what a little bit won't hurt. Go ahead and try. It will hurt. Your own sin will deceive you. Romans 7. Things that will deceive. You mess around with it, see if it don't blind you. last days, perilous times, the wickedness of our age. Romans 7 and 11, the Bible says this, "For sin, taken occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me." What did? Sin did. Mess around with it. It's okay, everybody else is doing it, and, it's just the way you perceive it. No, it's sin. Amen. And you mess around with it, it'll deceive you. You begin to think, it's okay, it's all right. No, it ain't. Sin is nothing to be played with. You, somebody said a long time ago, you play with fire, you get what? You go and try it, amen. Sin will deceive you. Look in Romans 16, not only will sin deceive you, but number two, words. Words will deceive. Talk it up real good. Romans 16 and 18. "For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches do what? The hearts of the sinner." What was it that deceived him? Words. Listen to it. If it's contrary to this book, this King James Bible, it is a lie. I don't care how swelling the words might be and the fair speeches and how sweet it might sound, you better be careful, you'll be deceived. Amen. Why are people in cults today? Because they've listened to these fair speaking, sweet talking liars and have received a lie. The world's full of people like that. Words will deceive, amen. You know what else will deceive? Yourself. Your own self will deceive. The heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Amen. Your own self will deceive you. Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Your own self. You know what the Bible said in James 1 and 22? "Be ye doers of the word," right? "And not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." You better not just be a hearer. You better start doing what it says. You just listen long enough and never give heed to it, amen. God might send you a strong delusion. You'll believe a lie. You deceive your own self. You don't need nobody to deceive you. We do it our own. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Yourself is your major worst enemy anyhow. Amen. We like to blame the devil and the world. And it has its own influences out there. But hey, we work on ourselves good enough. Most of us, the devil, don't need to mess with us because we got it all covered by ourselves. Deceiving ourselves. Messing up our own minds. 1 Corinthians 3 and 18, the Bible says, "Let no man deceive himself." Come on, man. You know better than that. You ever look at people and say, "Man, you know better than that. Nobody had to even influence you. You just deceived your own self. You thought it up in your own mind. Thought, well, this will be all right. This will work." Come on. Get out of the darkness. "Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seem to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise." Get out of the stinking influence of the world and stop deceiving your own self. I have people raising churches just like this in my ear that are out there thinking that junk the world's push is right. They're raised better than that. Hey, people raised in Baptist churches that have been preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and believe the King James Bible is the Word of God, and now they profess to be sodomites. How did that happen? They deceived them on their own selves and received that kind of garbage. Now don't even believe the Bible is the Word of God anymore. Don't even think the Lord's coming back. They deceived their own selves. Sin will deceive you. Words will deceive you. Your own self will deceive you. Here's one. Evil communications will deceive you. You get around that influence. Listen to it long enough. And somehow you start to, maybe, that is right. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. That's why you're not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That's why you're not to let this world hang around you. You lay down with dogs, you get fleas, right? Your evil communications will deceive you. You get around somebody doing wrong and you listen to it long enough and you think, well, maybe it is okay. You got sin out there baiting you. The words you're listening to, your own self and the flesh that you have is wicked. Paul said, "In me and my flesh dwelleth no good thing." And so now I'm out there around evil communications. What do you think is going to happen? That's why we as adults in the adult Sunday school class are always pushing our kids. Stay away from people that ain't good for you. By the way, you ought to let your kids go around people that ain't good. And you ought to know the kind of people your kids are running with. They say, let my kids take off with somebody I don't know. That's your responsibility as a leader of your home to know what kind of crowd they are. Well, my youngin says they good. You gonna believe your youngin? You gotta have better sense than that. Your youngin's looking for a way to do wrong. I know you think they're angels, but they're not. They got a wicked flesh, listen, just like you do. And I wouldn't say half a chance, but just a piece of chance, and they gonna do wrong. They'll be deceived. Then you wonder what happened to my youngest. Here's what he said, 1 Corinthians 15:33. Look at it. But be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good what? You know what to deceive you? Evil communication. Listen to it. Get on the job. They just yang. Get away from that mess. I mean, how does a saved man down at the job run off with another woman? How does a good godly child go off and start smoking dope and drinking alcohol? Or does it get around evil communications that corrupted their good manners and they were deceived by the communication? You better watch it. You know what to deceive you? Pride. Galatians 6. That won't happen to me. Go ahead. Think that way. Galatians 6. Look at it, verse 3. Pride will deceive you. No, not me, not mine. You better get and see what God said about it. Galatians 6:3, the Bible says, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he what? Deceiveth himself. He deceiveth himself. He thinketh himself to be something when he is nothing. Amen. I got it, brother. Good to see you today too, brother. He deceiveth himself. Pride. You think you're something. Well, it never happened to me, not mine. No, let your guard down. Pride will deceive you. Amen. And we know this one. It's in the context of what we're dealing with. False teachers will deceive you. Look at 2 John, verse 7. False teachers will deceive you. I mean, why are so many people that believe the truth and know the truth, know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the virgin-born Son of God that came to purchase sinners off the saved block, amen, and save their souls from a devil's hell, know that, raised better than that, allow somebody, a false teacher, to knock on their door, hand them a piece of literature, talk a little bit of sweet something to them, and they leave churches and join a kingdom hall and don't believe Jesus Christ is God anymore.
Amen.
Because false teachers will deceive you. People that knew better. What happened to them? Why did they think like that? And it is false. Or go down there to the Catholic institution and take mass and think you're drinking the blood of Jesus and eating his body. That's false teaching. False teachers have deceived people. Well, you think people ought to know better than that, haven't they? Especially in the Bible Belt. You even raised around churches around every corner. You stumble around and you fall in one. And they still believe a lie. False teachers are everywhere. And they'll deceive you. Amen. Look what he said in 2 John 7. He says, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver, and he even speaks a little bit stronger, and an antichrist.
Yeah, amen.
That's what he said they were. They're antichrists. Who are they? People that will not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Well, he's just a good prophet. He's a good guy. No, he's God. And these people, I don't care how sweet they are deceived and they're antichrist. False teachers. You give a little ear to it. Say, no, I'm not taking your literature. We're not trading yours for mine. What you got is junk. It is wrong. That's just so rude. Well, somebody ought to speak up and tell the truth. You know what's rude? For them not to believe that my God is God.
Amen.
That's rude. Amen. Why anybody, we always worry about offending somebody else. Why don't we care about how people offend God?
Amen.
To say that Jesus Christ's blood can't save you from hell, that is blasphemous.
Amen.
To say that Jesus Christ was just a good prophet, that's blasphemy.
Amen.
But to slam a door in somebody's face is rude. No, get off my porch, man. You believe that junk? You got to step up. I mean, we have been limp-wrist into this way of thinking. What we call rude is just right. Stand up for the truth. For your God. You know what Elijah did? That great prophet of the Lord up on that Mount Carmel, was it? When they were over there offering sacrifices to Baal, he said, "If God be God, serve Him. If Baal be God, serve Him." He said, "Give us a sacrifice. Let's see whose God's real." And then Moses went out there and made a sacrifice, and they prayed to their gods, and Elijah started mocking them. "Cry a little louder. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe you need to wake your God up." He said, "That's rude." "No, it ain't." That's somebody trying to wake up somebody's dark, deceived conscience to reality. And we have been cultured into thinking that that kind of stuff should not be tolerated in our soft age. That deception is already working on you. And a preacher get up and preach gum barrel straight and speak just like the Word of God says, the preacher, there's something wrong with him. He's got a bad spirit. He's just got a bad attitude about stuff. No, you've been deceived.
Amen.
To not even know what's right or wrong. You've been eating too many sugar biscuits or something. I don't know. We're deceived. And true biblical preaching and standing on the Word of God is like, no. Deceive. You know what to deceive you? Satan will. Satan. Revelation 12:9, Revelation 13:14. He's a deceiver. Look back in 2 Timothy chapter number 3. He says, but evil men are seducers. That's what he called them. You know what he called them? Evil men. That's rude, ain't it? No, they're evil. They're seducers. If they go against this book, they are evil. I don't care how nice they might talk. It doesn't matter if they're my mama or my daddy or my own youngins. If they go against this book, they are evil men and seducers.
Amen.
That's too rough, though, ain't it? No, it's just what he said. Let God be true and what? Every man a liar. Do you know who every man is? Is that pretty clear? That's every one of them. Who would have thought it? Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. There is a deception in our day. But you know what Paul exhorts young Timothy to do in verse 14? I like this. He speaks about all the wickedness in the last days and perilous times. The covetous, the boasters, the blasphemers, the traitors, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. The wickedness of Jannes and Jambres, which withstood Moses, these corrupt minds working on our last days. The things that Paul suffered through his own life when he said, "Yea, and all that will live God in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." It's not just happened to me, Paul said. It's going to happen to all that live for God. And the evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. It's just a bleak looking chapter. But it's the truth. But you know what he exhorts him in verse 14? But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. You better stick with what this book said. Paul had taught young Timothy the truth from God's Word. And he said, listen, boy, the evil men and seducers will work. The persecutions will come. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned. You know what he said? You better stick to what this book said. They should have learned. He should have learned. We should have learned. Not only should you learn, but we should be assured of. I know that's the facts. I know that's the truth. You better not waver. Once you start wavering and start tipping in another direction, and the influence of the flesh and deception starts to seep in, you're going to go another way, Timothy. He said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of. Do you know Jesus Christ is God? He's the only way to heaven. God's Word is the final authority. Jesus Christ is the virgin-born Son of God. You better know. And the deception of these last days. And he said what? Continue in them. Stay in them. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned him. Paul had taught Timothy. Not only had Paul taught Timothy, but he said in verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Timothy's mother taught him. If you read in Timothy, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, his grandmother Eunice, there was an influence in his family that taught him the Word of God. Do you know what we've tried to do? We tried to teach our children the Word of God. Some of your parents tried to teach you the Word of God. Or maybe you got saved later in life. Some a friend or some pastor, somebody, a Sunday school teacher tried to teach you the Word of God. And you better be assured that it's right. You better search the Scriptures to see whether those things will be so. Don't just believe it because the preacher said it. You might be deceived. What does the Word of God say? And have assurance of it and continue in it. Continue. Let me give you a couple of... Here's 10 things quickly. I'll try to get them to you quick. That we should continue in through the Word of God says. We should continue following the Lord. Has the Lord ever led anybody astray? No, He hasn't. Look at 1 Samuel 12. Continue following the Lord. The Lord won't lead you astray. You're not going to go wrong following God. Amen. You won't be deceived following Him. You might be deceived following a bunch of others, but we're to continue following the Lord. Hey, the Lord's the best thing ever happened to my life.
Amen.
And I'll go ahead and say it for you. He's the best thing ever happened to your life, whether you realize it or not. If you don't, you're deceived.
Amen.
He's the best thing, amen. The best thing ever happened to me is God saving my soul from the devil's hell.
Amen.
Saving my soul from myself.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. God is the best thing. You know what He should be? We should continue following Him. 1 Samuel 12, look in verse number 14. The Bible said, if ye will fear the Lord and serve Him and obey His voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. Who should we continue? We should continue following the Lord. Paul said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. And has been assured of, knowing whom thou hast learned then. We should continue following the Lord. Hey, very plainly, John 8, we should continue following the Word. And God's Word should be continually followed. What does the book say? So I don't think it's that way. Well, what does God say? Well, you know, I kind of been raised a little different, but what's the book say? Well, you know, it seems like everybody else is starting to believe it this way, but what's the Word of God say?
Amen.
There's last days and the deception and the seducers that's coming in. You better continue following the Lord. You better continue to follow the Word of God. John 8 and 31, the Bible says this. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if you continue in my word, then are you to my disciples indeed. You know what the Lord told those men? Follow my word. Do what the Word of God says. We should follow the Lord. We should follow His words. Hey, we should follow Christ's love. Anybody loves you like Jesus?
Amen.
John 15. Continue following the love of Christ. You know what's so bad in the deception days that we're living in? We don't even know what true love really is.
Right.
We think love is some mushy... mushy, looking over, letting things go, allowing junk, tolerating garbage. That's not love. That's not love. Love speaks the truth. And when your Bible says speaking the truth in love, love doesn't speak lies. Love doesn't bend over for wrong. Amen. We're to continue in the love of Christ. John 15:9, the Bible said, and the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my what?
Love.
Nobody loves you like Jesus.
Amen.
You know what Jesus did? He came and spoke the truth.
Right.
You know what He done? He said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Right.
You know what God did when He come show you His love? First thing He did is show you how wrong you was.
Right.
Ain't that love? Somebody speak the truth to you? Somebody not deceive you so you'd go to hell. God came and said, hey, you're a sinner. You're going to die in your sins and you're going to go to a devil's hell. But God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. I died in your stead to take away your wicked sin out of your life. That's true love. God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We're to continue in that love. Continue in it. Continue in the Word of God. Continue in the Lord. Following the Lord. Continue in following the love of Christ. Continue in the grace of God. Boy, aren't you glad for the grace of God? Look in Acts 13. Acts 13, quickly. Acts 13, continue in the grace of God. Acts 13, 43. I'll give them to you quick here. He says, now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. You know what Paul said? Hey, keep walking in that grace. That grace that saves you, walk in it. Continue in the grace of God. That's what they exhorted the believers to do. Look in chapter 14 and verse 22. Continue in faith. We walk by faith and not by what? Continue in that faith. That's what they exhorted them. Acts 14, 22. The Bible says this. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. And that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. He's speaking about that persecution that Paul spoke about in 2 Timothy 3. You're to continue in faith. When you don't, well, I don't know how this just looks so rough. Yeah, that's faith. You got to keep pressing on. Continuing. Continuing. Romans 2, look in verse 7. Continue in the well-doing. Continue in well-doing. Romans 2 and 7 says, to them who by patience, continuance in well-doing, seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. We're to continue in well-doing. Keep doing right. Continue in God's goodness, Romans 11, 22. Just throw them out. You go back and look at them a little bit more later. Romans 11, 22. Continue in God's goodness. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fail, severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in His goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. That's the warning of what God will do in the church age and what He done to Israel. And eventually He will graft them back in. Walk in continuing God's goodness. Here, number 8, write these down. Colossians 4 and 2, continue in prayer. Continue in prayer. He said pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. But He says continue in prayer, Colossians 4, 22. Number 9, continue in sound doctrine. That's the text that we're reading. And 2 Timothy 3:14. It's also in 1 Timothy 4:16. And number 10, continue in the Son and the Father. 1 John 2 and 24. There are 10 very practical things that we're to continue in. Listen. The persecution will arise. Deception will arise. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But just as Paul said to Timothy, verse 14, but continue. Continue. Know this book. Be assured of what God has said. And walk with Him. Don't let the deception of self, the world, the devil, anything pull you away from standing with the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for our Sunday school hour. May we continue in Your Word, continue in You, and God, be a witness for You in this world. Bind back the powers of Satan here today. Take these truths and apply them to our hearts and help us leave here better than the way we come. Bless the choir, the special singing, the worship of You today. Have Your will and way in Christ's name. Amen.